Day 5.
教育引导
Passage 1. Everyone may need help sometime in their life. Many people help others in different ways. However, what impressed me most is the experience when I first entered the middle school. Our head teacher, Ms. Lee, encouraged us to volunteer. She led us to the city parks and the nearest children's hospital.It was my first time to be a volunteer. I was shy at first. Gradually, I became happy and even excited about helping others. I cleaned the benches and picked up litter in the city parks. At that time, I found people smiling at me. In the children's hospital, I told some stories and jokes, which made the children happy. Besides,I also taught them how to do homework. I hoped they could be better soon. At the end of the day, I felt quite satisfied, and I thought a lot about the work. If I have a chance to be a volunteer again, I would like to go to the countryside to teach the children to learn English. It must be useful for them. Volunteering is a great job.It can not only help others, but also can help us get happiness and improve ourselves, even though a small thing can make a great difference in our life. So take action and be helpful.
Everyone may need help sometime in their life. Many people help others in different ways. However, what impressed me most is the experience when I first entered the middle school. Our head teacher, Ms. Lee, encouraged us to volunteer. She led us to the city parks and the nearest children's hospital. It was my first time to be a volunteer. I was shy at first. Gradually, I became happy and even excited about helping others.I cleaned the benches and picked up litter in the city parks. At that time, I found people smiling at me. In the children's hospital, I told some stories and jokes which made the children happy. Besides, I also taught them how to do homework. I hoped they could be better soon. At the end of the day, I felt quite satisfied.And I thought a lot about the work. If I have a chance to be a volunteer again, I would like to go to the countryside to teach the children to learn English. It must be useful for them. Volunteering is a great job. It can not only help others, but also can help us get happiness and improve ourselves.Even though a small thing can make a great difference in our life, so take action and be helpful.
Passage 2. An old man lived in a village. He was one of the rudest people in the village. The whole villagers were tired of him.He was always complaining and feeling unhappy. When people tried to cheer him up, he would rudely refuse them. The longer he lived, the more bad-tempered he became. His bad temper influenced others. It even seemed impolite to be happy when he was around. By behaving like this, he made the rest of the villagers feel unhappy as well.But one day, a strange thing happened. A villager said, "The old man is happy today. He hasn't complained about anything. He is smiling and his face looks kind." The other villagers went to see the old man. One of them asked the old man, "What happened to you?" "Nothing special has happened, actually," the man said.For 80 years, I've been looking for happiness, but it was no use. And then I decided to live without happiness and just enjoy life. However, I feel happy now. That's the reason. It's true that happiness is around us. What matters is whether we can find it. Don't always complain, but enjoy what we have. Then we will find the world is quite beautiful.
An old man lived in a village. He was one of the rudest people in the village. The whole villagers were tired of him. He was always complaining and feeling unhappy. When people tried to cheer him up, he would rudely refuse them. The longer he lived, the more bad-tempered he became. His bad temper influenced others. It even seemed impolite to be happy when he was around. By behaving like this, he made the rest of the villagers feel unhappy as well. But one day, a strange thing happened. A villager said, "The old man is happy today. He hasn't complained about anything. He is smiling and his face looks kind." The other villagers went to see the old man. One of them asked the old man, "What happened to you?" "Nothing special has happened, actually," the man said. "For 80 years, I've been looking for happiness, but it was no use. And then I decided to live without happiness and just enjoy life. However, I feel happy now. That's the reason. It's true that happiness is around us. What matters is whether we can find it. Don't always complain, but enjoy what we have. Then we will find the world is quite beautiful.
Passage 3. Until Brian Green reached high school, his teachers were only women. He thought this was very unusual. As he grew older, he knew that he wanted to be a teacher for really young children, especially those in grades 1 and 2. Many of his friends asked him, "Why do you want to teach those children? Only women teach the early grades." But Brian didn't pay much attention to these people. He thought about his own early education, and there were no men teachers for him to look up to. He wanted to show the young students that both men and women could be kind and caring teachers. Brian thought the most important thing of being a good teacher was his or her love for teaching and for the students. It was difficult for him to be the first man in Teachers College for the early grades. Some people even made fun of what he wanted to do, but he never let go of his dream. He graduated a few years ago and found a job teaching grade 1. His students loved him, and he loved his students. Last year, Brian Green was praised for his excellent work, and he was honored as the most inspiring teacher in his school. In his speech, Brian explained, "I hope that by receiving this award, I can encourage other men who want to do something outside of their traditional roles."
Until Brian Green reached high school, his teachers were only women. He thought this was very unusual. As he grew older, he knew that he wanted to be a teacher for really young children, especially those in grades 1 and 2. Many of his friends asked him, "Why do you want to teach those children? Only women teach the early grades." But Brian didn't pay much attention to these people. He thought about his own early education, and there were no men teachers for him to look up to. He wanted to show the young students that both men and women could be kind and caring teachers. Brian thought the most important thing of being a good teacher was his or her love for teaching and for the students. It was difficult for him to be the first man in Teachers College for the early grades. Some people even made fun of what he wanted to do, but he never let go of his dream. He graduated a few years ago and found a job teaching grade 1. His students loved him, and he loved his students. Last year, Brian Green was praised for his excellent work, and he was honored as the most inspiring teacher in his school. In his speech, Brian explained, "I hope that by receiving this award, I can encourage other men who want to do something outside of their traditional roles."
Passage 4. Jiang Wuyuan has been a teacher for nearly 60 years in a poor village in Guizhou province. He says he will continue teaching as long as he can. Jiang started teaching at Changtian Primary School at the age of 18. He still remembers those days in his village after graduating from middle school. At that time, Jiang was busy preparing for further study. It was his father, Jiang Zhaoyun, a teacher at Changtian, who asked him to teach. The school might be closed because of a lack of teachers. If the school was closed, more than 100 children would have to go to the school more than 10 kilometers away, and a large number of them might drop out, Jiang said. After considering for some days, Jiang finally accepted his father's advice. From then on, he devoted himself to education, putting his heart and soul into the job. Among Zhang's students, more than 100 went to college. Zhao Chaowen, a student of his, said he was ready to drop out of school, but Zhang made him continue. Finally, he went to college and changed his life. Zhang Rongfang, now a teacher at Changtian, had a similar experience. It was Zhang who made her continue her studies, which led her to follow her own teacher's footsteps. Teaching has already been part of my life. I can't leave the school and the children in the mountains. I'll keep teaching until I can't, Zhang said.
Jiang Wuyan has been a teacher for nearly 60 years in a poor village in Guizhou province. He says he will continue teaching as long as he can. Zhang started teaching at Changtian Primary School at the age of 18. He still remembers those days in his village after graduating from middle school. At that time, Zhang was busy preparing for further study. It was his father, Jiang Zhaoyun, a teacher at Changtian, who asked him to teach. The school might be closed because of a lack of teachers. If the school was closed, more than 100 children would have to go to the school more than 10 kilometers away, and a large number of them might drop out, Jiang said. After considering for some days, Jiang finally accepted his father's advice. From then on, he devoted himself to education, putting his heart and soul into the job. Among Jiang's students, more than 100 went to college. Zhao Chaowen, a student of his, said he was ready to drop out of school, but Jiang made him continue. Finally, he went to college and changed his life. Jiang Rongfang, now a teacher at Changtian, had a similar experience. It was Jiang who made her continue her studies, which led her to follow her own teacher's footsteps. Teaching has already been part of my life. I can't leave the school and the children in the mountains. I'll keep teaching until I can't, Jiang said.
Passage 5. A group of students got together happily. Then they went to visit their teacher. The teacher was very happy to see them, but the conversation soon turned into complaints about stress in society. The teacher just smiled and went to the kitchen to get many kinds of cups, some in plastic, some in glass, and some looked rather expensive and very nice. The teacher offered his students the cups to get drinks for themselves. When all the students had a cup in hand with water, the teacher spoke. If you noticed, all the nice-looking and expensive cups were taken up, leaving behind the ugly and cheap ones. Well, it is natural that you only want the best for yourselves. That is the reason for your problems. What all of you needed was water, not the cup. But we usually went for the better cups. Just like life, if life is water, then the jobs, money, and position in society are the cups. They are just tools to support life, but the quality of life doesn't change. If we only pay attention to the cups, we don't have time to enjoy the water in them.
A group of students got together happily. Then they went to visit their teacher. The teacher was very happy to see them, but the conversation soon turned into complaints about stress in society. The teacher just smiled and went to the kitchen to get many kinds of cups, some in plastic, some in glass, and some looked rather expensive and very nice. The teacher offered his students the cups to get drinks for themselves. When all the students had a cup in hand with water, the teacher spoke. If you noticed, all the nice-looking and expensive cups were taken up, leaving behind the ugly and cheap ones. While it is natural that you only want the best for yourselves, that is the reason for your problems. What all of you needed was water, not the cup. But we usually went for the better cups. Just like life, if life is water, then the jobs, money, and position in society are the cups. They are just tools to support life, but the quality of life doesn't change. If we only pay attention to the cups, we don't have time to enjoy the water in them.